Are you ready to make a little money? This is the Music City Bets Podcast with Fox 17 sports director Joel Jelinek, Ricky Merritt, and Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Welcome in Music City Bets, your home for betting tips and analysis on all your favorite Nashville teams. Joining us tonight, the usual suspects, Chase McCabe, 102.5 The Game program director, Rick Merritt, our two analysts, and I'm your host, Jill Jelinek, sports director, Fox 17. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing fantastic. Chase is back from his sabbatical.
I don't know if it was a sabbatical. It was just a week off.
I know. I just like saying sabbatical. That's going to be the word of the day.
I had to hang out with the fellow gearheads at the NASCAR Awards.
So. Okay. How was that?
Y'all did a great job holding it down. It was fun. It was good.
Thank you so much. That was a great show me and Jill did. We had a good time. We gave a lot of shout outs and gave out a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Picks sure and shout outs. That's good.
Yeah.
That's the new name of the show. Picks and shout outs.
That's our book. Well, we write a book.
Memoir.
We have a lot of great stuff to get to tonight. Of course, Titans back in action hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Fill you in on why King Henry is poised for another big outing. Plus, we now know the college football playoff. The Final Four is decided. Talk about the odds to win the Natty. Of course, we'll have our usual dogs of the week, lock of the week, and prop it like it's hot. But first, let's start with the two-tone blue. Tennessee Titans are favored.
What'd they do this week? Anything?
Nothing.
Actually, yeah. Why don't we start with that? It's been a little bit of a busy week here in Nashville. Tuesday, the news breaking that the Tennessee Titans have fired their general manager, John Robinson, after 7 years and six straight winning seasons. Everyone I talked to in the locker room, all the players told me they were surprised. This was a shock. And
I was shocked.
I think we could, Chase, Rick, I think we could all kind of agree that in terms of the local media, this was a huge shock as well.
Yeah, I'll take you through. I'm doing the show. I'm live on the air, and we are having a conversation about the Titans and, you know, kind of where the roster's at and where they're at in the season. And the words, you know, John Robinson's going to have a lot of work to do in the offseason, but I don't think his seat is hot, literally came out of my mouth. And then 5 minutes later, I'm still worried that I might have cussed on terrestrial radio.
You did not. I was listening. But, you did not.
Is that technically a jinx?
I guess, but I didn't see it coming because
5 minutes before.
I see. I'm looking at Twitter, and Derek and Willie are talking, and I'm just, they can tell I have this puzzled look on my face, and it's because I'm reading Twitter going,
or I sent you a silly text message.
There's a blue. Well, that's the other thing, that I'm in a group text with our friend Joe Dubin and Rick, and they're saying that stuff could be happening, and I don't know if it's real or not. And then I see Twitter, and I don't know if it's real or not. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
What's real and what's not?
And sure enough, it was real. So John Robinson out is the general manager. Obviously, there's been a ton of good. There's been some bad. And Amy Adams Strunk, in a statement,
very quick statement,
says she didn't like the direction of the roster and wanted to make a change.
I agree with her. This was a long time coming. I've never been a fan of J-Rob.
But were you not surprised on Tuesday by the news?
If it wasn't going to happen this week, it was going to happen before the end of the season.
At the end of the season, But I think that's part of why it's so shocking. It's mid-season. We're going into week 14. This is a team that's poised to win their third straight AFC South title.
Yep. Well, you also got to remember, they got to start the scouting process for Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl, stuff like that. So go ahead, start the new transition, whether you're staying in-house or you're going to hire somebody new.
I mean, the fact that they did it now, I think, speaks even more that Mike Vrabel is going to have more roster control. Ryan Cowden can be the GM, have the title, whatever, and sure, he'll be a part of it. But I think this is Mike Vrabel's team through and through now, even though – you know, he didn't really acknowledge that in the press conference. I think that will become more clear as we go along. But, look, it's tough. Say what you want. I think that John Robinson took this team out of the doldrums that they were in, created a culture. Now, did he have some pretty bad misses the last few years? Yeah, but, you know, this draft class in 2022, I think, is going to be pretty good. So, you know, you kind of have to – when you make a change like this, you have to be prepared for either way. Either it's going to get a lot better or it's going to get a whole lot worse. So that's just kind of what you have to get ready for.
This is the same guy that drafted Panda, Isaiah Wilson, 2020.
I understand. I
mean, really didn't scout him that much. Just it was almost like word of mouth. Like, hey, oh, he, you know, good left tackle over here, right tackle. And then 21, he drafts a guy who's only played, I want to say, 10 games total in college. You draft this guy.
Who are you referring to?
Caleb Farley. And he actually sat out the whole 2020 season. He hadn't played football since 2019.
Yeah.
So
he's had some busts, but you got to also remember this is
Kevin
the guy
Dodd.
That drafted number 22. This is the guy that drafted Jeffrey Simmons. This is he's had some big hits too. I think big picture, the fact that it's midseason, this team has a huge mental hump to get past first, right?
Right.
And they also got to break this two-game skid, continue winning, and lock up the AFC South and try to make a run at the playoffs. They got some big goals, and they don't have a head honcho up top leading the way. I think this is going to test this team more mentally than they have been tested last couple of years. Would you disagree?
Well, the question is, how much is a GM on Sundays
right.
that much yeah. of a That's factor?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and I think from a leadership standpoint, they're fine. I mean, yeah. Vrabel is very much in control. In Vrabes we trust, you know, I think is certainly a real thing. So it's all about just putting it out of your mind now. I mean, you had to take a couple of days, process it. And now, you know, as we sit here Thursday recording this, now it's all business. You're focused on Jacksonville.
Yeah. And the players we talked to in the locker room, I felt like a lot of them were, you know, they addressed the situation, said what they need to say, and then they said, okay, but now we got to focus. We got to switch gears. And they're professionals, like you said, Chase, and they have a huge game. There's no question. Division game. They cannot lock up the division tonight. They could knock out the Jaguars from playoff contention if they win on Sunday, and they will be another step closer to locking up the title. Titans right now favored by 3.5 points. Superbook has the over-under set at 41, which is the third lowest total in week 14, I believe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, money line. If you like Tennessee on the money line, minus 190. If you like Jags, plus 170. That's according to Superbook. I will say this. Here's a little fun fact for you. You ready? FanDuel says that the total has hit the under in four of Jacksonville's last six games.
Interesting. Ooh. Interesting. That is a decent stat there. If I had to go total-wise at 41, I need to know if Trevor Lawrence is playing first.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously going to change a lot of things.
I watched them last week against the Lions. They didn't look too good.
No, he got destroyed 40-14.
Yeah, it was bad. And he got hurt. I think he hurt his foot or hurt his toe or something like that.
He currently has a sprained toe. He has missed Wednesday's practice and Thursday's practice with a sprained toe, according to the injury report.
If he does not start, Nashville native and Battleground Academy star CJ Beathard will get the nod for Jacksonville, I believe. So give me the under. Big time.
Yeah.
The under for Titans?
Jets. Yes.
Yeah, I'd lean under. And look, I'm leaning. I said it on my show with our silly underdog picks. I picked Jacksonville. It was 4 points when I picked that. If it's 4, 3.5, I'm still leaning Jacksonville because I could see this being a field goal game.
I agree.
A field goal game.
I agree.
And I'm sure Titans fans wouldn't like that, and definitely not the Titans, but
the question is going to be, if they win this game, and this is also a betting perspective, they win this game, they have pretty much a stranglehold on the AFC South. When do they start sitting players? When do they start considering, hey, look, we're in the four spot right now. We're probably not going to move out of that. Let's just go ahead and stay where we're at, start sitting some players, win the games we're supposed to win, and just concentrate on the postseason.
I don't know.
I don't think they do that for a while.
I don't think it's as simple as this is the week or this is the game. Or
yeah, I wouldn't sit them for the Jacksonville game.
No, because they first of all, they still need to lock it up. And then they got the Texans on Christmas Eve. And then they finish out AFC South play with the Jaguars, I believe, January 8th or 9th. And in between there, they also got the Chargers. After the Jags this weekend, they have the Chargers on the road, then the Texans and the Jags to close out the season.
And don't forget the Cowboys here.
I don't see... Oh, I'm sorry. The Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. So we got, correct me if I'm wrong, that should be one, two, three... Is that four games left?
Four games left.
This four, is five. Yeah. Five.
They're 7-5 right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because seeding is going to be important, because if you're the fourth seed, if you're the last of the division winners, you're probably going to get the loser of the AFC East. So that means you're probably going to get Buffalo or Miami.
Well, right now.
Which is not an easy test.
They're penciling to play the Bengals.
Yeah, they would get the Bengals, which you don't want that either. Right. So I think seeding is important. To me, it's not just, you know, winning the division, wrapping that up, and being fine with the fourth seed. I think they would like to move up and get that third seed potentially.
Yeah, I don't see anybody sitting anytime soon unless they're battling some sort of injury, which this team has consistently.
Quite a bit.
Jeffrey Simmons, defensive tackle, did not practice today. DeNico Autry did not practice for second straight day today.
That's tough. If you have... I mean, I'm assuming Simmons is going to play, but man, if he doesn't.
Yeah, he's been playing hurt, though. He hadn't been effective because he can't move.
Can't move.
It's his ankle.
Can't move. He's basically a decoy out there.
Yeah. And without Autry, I mean, that hurts, too.
That's awful. I will say this. Derrick Henry has been quiet the last 2 weeks. He's rushed for under 40 yards the last 2 weeks. However, he's really good against Jacksonville. Yes, 11 games in his career against Jacksonville, he is averaging over 100 yards a game, 103. He has 14 total touchdowns against this team in his career.
Interesting.
Jacksonville's rush defense, middle of the pack, nothing special. Their game plan is going to be what the last several opponents have been key in on Derrick Henry. Question is are they going to be good enough to slow him down like the last two opponents the Titans have faced, or is he going to be able to have a breakout game?
It's all about that O-line. It's all about the O-line.
And it goes back to the O-line.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, it's so tough. My heart wants to say
he's going to
ball out.
Yeah.
But my brain is saying, I don't know, because of the O-line.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I think both things can be true, you know, that Derek's lost a little bit of a step, which happens.
Yeah.
And then the O-line hasn't been productive. So I think all of those things are true. And he needs the offensive line more than he has in the past.
Correct.
And that's kind of where they're at.
I believe I saw something about Keith Carter basically calling out Dennis Daly.
Well, he should.
Yeah, and I wonder if we're going to see that last of Dennis Daly this Sunday.
Well, what would you do? Raidens? You're going to put Raidens at left tackle?
You got to do something. You got to shake it up.
That's
a great song. Raidens, I mean, he's not the best option, but he's got to be better than Dennis Daly. That guy sucks. That guy is awful. Like, he makes Fred Miller look like a Hall of Famer.
Fred Miller wasn't bad. He just false start Fred.
Yeah, false start Fred.
That's a tough nickname to overcome.
Oh, false start Fred.
Tough nickname to overcome. How about we switch gears a little bit to the college football playoffs? Because this week we finally found out the final four teams. Georgia, no surprises there. Michigan, TCU coming in at number 3. And Ohio State getting that fourth and final spot. Any surprises with those four?
No.
Not really. Mm-hmm. I kind of had to.
I felt the consensus was they got it right. I think I heard a lot of people, and even on Twitter, it was, hey, okay, they got it right.
USC is the one that, you know, I was hoping they would win. I was rooting for them, but they didn't get it done. So it makes sense that Williams
may have lost the Heisman.
You think so? Let's talk about that too, because I think
he might hold on to it, but I know you kind of started this. People are on the Bennett train.
I before Saturday, I bought Bennett at 40-1. I got him at 40-1. I said something's up. If he's the best quarterback Saturday for conference championship Saturday, he has a chance. And Caleb Williams did okay Friday night, but he wasn't like Stetson Bennett. So I don't know. He's still the favorite. But I wonder if the voters are going to turn the Heisman Award into a career achievement award.
Right, and they might. You know, I think they got it right. I was kind of thinking there was an argument for an SEC team, a second SEC team to get in there because of strength of schedule. I understand TCU had 5 ranked wins and their only loss is in a championship game. I just thought the committee, you know, when I made that comment on Twitter, I got called SEC biased, but I'm like, the committee's usually pretty SEC biased too. Yep. So I was kind of trying to think like them. But ultimately, I think they got it right. But I think you're probably going to see Georgia just take care of Ohio State, Michigan take care of TCU, and it's going to be Georgia Michigan for the title.
Really?
I do. I'm big. I know. You're all over TCU.
I'm big on TCU.
You've been big on TCU.
And I feel like TCU has a shot at Michigan. I really do. No Blake Corum, but they were still fine without against Purdue. But TCU, they got a good offense. I like their chance against Michigan. Which game is that? Is that in the Fiesta Bowl? Or?
Fiesta Bowl is Michigan and TCU. Michigan favored 7.5. Over TCU.
Now, shout out to Caroline Fenton from Stillman & Company. She was all over this line. She made sure to say that Michigan was a 9-point favorite. They opened as a 9-point favorite. They are now down to, like you said,
7.5,
which means money's coming in on TCU.
Yes.
I like TCU to cover. I will sprinkle a little bit on the money line, but I love TCU to keep this thing close.
What do you think about Ohio State only a 6.5-point dog to Georgia?
Give me Georgia all day.
Yeah.
Especially because it's a home game.
Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Yeah, because that's right. It is a home game.
It's a home game.
Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all red.
Which is kind of, I don't know about that.
Suspicious.
But they always do that.
Yeah,
because they know it'll sell out.
I mean, it's crazy, though. They could potentially start the season in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and then they could.
Is that where the Natty was?
No, kickoff game. Yeah, Chick-fil-A kickoff game was in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They're going to play it potentially, hopefully not their last game, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium too.
Take you back to 2018 National Championship. It was in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Do you remember the two teams that played in the 2018?
2018 would have been. Was that Georgia, Alabama?
It sure was. Oh, yeah. You know who came in at halftime for Alabama?
Let's not remind. I don't want to really talk about that game.
Tua. But talk about a home crowd. Yeah. Well, but Alabama's so close. It's almost.
Oh yeah, Atlanta would be considered a home game for sure.
That game, Chase knows the story about that game. This is a little story time with Rick Merrick.
I know the story.
2018 National Championship game. I placed the biggest wager of my life on that game, over $5,000. And yeah, you heard me. And I had it on Georgia money line. And I felt so good about it. I said, they got this. They got this. And they remember they took the lead for a while. And
they were leading most of the game.
They were leaving at halftime.
Yes. Yeah. And then they put in Tua.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh boy, this is not good.
So we were at a bar. It was Dirk Bentley's bar that had just opened up downtown. And we're on the second floor watching this game. And we're kind of leaned up against the bar. And I can see this look on his face of concern. And we know what happens. Goes to OT.
Double
OT. Tua hits that pass. And we all know Ricky is very outspoken. He can be a little loud. He likes to talk and all good things. I heard nothing from that man for an hour. He sat there staring at the TV, did not move.
I was in a dark place.
For an hour.
I was in a dark place. And you know what's funny is I'm telling this story, and I know my dad listens to this show, shout out Rick Merritt, and my uncle listens to this show, shout out Uncle Joe. They are going to listen. They're going to be like, you had $5,000 on that game. And it's
they don't know this story?
They don't know that I had 5K.
Well,
they know I lost.
Out.
They don't know.
But it's awesome. That was like 4 years ago. Hey, I was on a heater at that time. Shout
you were.
I was. This was before you had the apps here. So we had the offshore stuff.
Yeah.
So we were kind of like playing on the sports book over here, doing a little blackjack over here, having a little good time, you know, a little roulette over here.
Yeah.
But that's how I got it up to 5K. I was like, you know what?
And he went all in.
I'm going all in.
I had Georgia too, but not for that much.
Yeah.
Are you going to take Georgia again for that much?
In the national championship?
Yep.
No, because I like TCU.
Yeah. I'll give you the odds. This is what Superbook has.
We call this the look
ahead. The odds to win the natty.
To win the whole thing.
Let's hear them.
Georgia is the favorite, -125.
-125?
Yeah.
That's not bad value.
Michigan, +300. Ohio State, +400.
TCU, +1,800?
Yep.
Yep. I saw that 1,800. I was like, you know what?
Sprinkle time.
Sprinkle.
I know that one. Sprinkle time.
Hey, how about we talk about the Orange Bowl? How about those two orange teams battling out in the Orange Bowl? Clemson, 6.5-point favorites over Tennessee. Is that not a surprise?
No.
I thought Tennessee would be favored. They're ranked higher.
If Clemson started DJ, I can't say his last
name.
But
isn't he transferring?
He is transferring.
Yeah.
So they're starting Cade Klubnik. He's much better.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a 6.5
point. That's got to be a weird, unique situation where
you're going to have Joe
the starting quarterback is transferring, but you say the backup's better?
Yes, the backup's much better. He's a 5-star.
I think that's why DJ's transferring.
Yeah,
because he realizes.
He needs to go ahead and transfer the tight end. Yeah. That's what he needs to do. He's not a quarterback. He's not that good.
Are majority of Tennessee's players staying put for the Orange Bowl?
I think the big one's going to be Jalen Hyatt. He just won the Biletnikoff.
Yep.
They asked him, how sure are you of coming back next year?
Yeah.
And he said 50-50.
Okay.
He literally told them 50-50.
But he just signed a new NIL deal.
Signed a new NIL deal with Hyatt Hotels. So
how about this? From now until December 30th, we will keep an eye on this game and continue to talk bowl games on our podcast leading up to the big bowl weekend for sure. And definitely not Orange Bowl.
Especially with bowl games, you're going to have a lot of these teams that have elite talent like Kentucky. You know, that's the Music City Bowl. Will Levis, he's the opting out. He's going to go pro. I think he's a top 5 pick, so I don't blame him. I don't blame him for doing that.
2.5-point favorites probably because of it.
So that was a pick 'em. When they opened that line, it was a pick 'em. So Iowa's jumped to 2.5.
Gotcha.
And I think the total is 31 still.
31.5,
The lowest total for a bowl game this season.
31.5. There you go. That's a great fun fact for you.
Unbelievable.
Right?
Well, Iowa sucks on offense.
Yeah.
And so does Kentucky.
Would you suggest to take the over?
Honestly, even with that low. Well, first off, you know my favorite thing. We got to check the weather for that game.
Check the weather.
But we
check
can't do it yet.
Katie.
Yeah, where's Katie?
A little far in advance.
Katie, pull out that crystal ball.
Let's circle back to that Music City Bowl next week.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll get closer and closer to it. And I think you can hear the Music City Bowl on...
You can hear it on 102.5 The Game. We'll have our pregame show an hour before it. And then when Predators Hockey takes over, we'll be on 93.3 Classic Hits as well.
And there you have it.
Jill, will you be at the Music City Bowl?
Working on that. One day at a time.
This is what people that aren't in our business full time don't understand.
I'm part time.
Hey, what are you doing on January 2nd? And I'm like, whoa. Let me get to tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know what you are doing January 2nd, though.
Monday Night Raw.
Yes, sir.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, not Benny.
Hey, Rick, how about we get to the dogs of the week?
Oh, well.
What dogs you got for us, my friend?
This is tough because when it comes to NFL, I haven't really been doing so good. But.
Oh, I got a college dog for you.
I got a college dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this weekend.
There's a big game on Saturday.
Oh, there is one big game for sure. We could talk about it.
The Army-Navy
game. Oh, yeah.
The Army-Navy game. That's a great point. Yes.
Take the under.
Yes.
I like Army +2.5.
Army?
Yeah.
I'll ride with you.
I like Army +2.5.
Army +2.5. Okay. We're going to do it.
Okay.
What about NFL? Let's give them an NFL dog. You go first.
Are you asking? Oh, you're asking me.
Well, I got one.
Well, I like a lot of dogs this week.
I got one.
I like some road dogs.
I know you like a road dog for sure.
Which ones you got?
Well, I do like Jacksonville +3.5 to cover.
To cover.
I think Titans could win, but I think it could be a field goal game.
You said that.
I like Baltimore +2 at Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On the road. I like Minnesota +2 at Detroit.
Good luck, man.
You're going to Detroit. You are riding the Dan Campbell train. Yeah,
Detroit's on fire right now. Literally.
I don't know. Oh, I like a home dog, too.
And you know what home dogs do?
They bark louder.
Thank you.
The New York football Giants.
You think they win outright?
I like them to cover. I think that's going to be a tougher game than people think. Philly's got to come down to earth.
Sometime. I agree. Philly's going to have they had a come down game a couple weeks ago with the Colts, but I think they have one this weekend too. I think you're right. The Giants, they're in a must-win situation as well.
I like Tom Terrific on the road, +3.5, San Francisco.
I'm going to have to stop you on that one. I like San Francisco.
You like
interesting.
Yeah, and here's why. I got a lucky fan in the stands this weekend. My mama. She's going up to San Francisco. That's right. Yeah.
Mama Jill Jelnick.
So I told
Shout
her
out to Mama Jelnick.
She makes great cookies.
She does.
She does. Yes. I told her to bring some of that magic up with her.
Please
from the
do.
Niners. So
great cookies.
There you go. What about lock of the week?
Chase, your lock of the week hit.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I don't know if you remember or not, but I gave out Cowboys -11.
Yeah, and that was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you so much.
I like Cowboys -17.5. I just think they're rolling right now.
Yeah.
A lot of points. But that's not my lock of the week. My lock of the week is in the Battle of Ohio.
Ooh.
Give me Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
He's never
-5.5.
He has never beaten the Cleveland Browns.
He's going to do it this week.
They're on a mission.
Right?
Yeah,
Joe Burrow has never beaten the Cleveland Browns.
Never beaten the Cleveland Browns.
Well, you got to believe that media, all the media.
That's the number one
storyline. Pumping that storyline.
Number one storyline right now.
He is chomping at the bits to get on that field.
Well, yeah. I know somebody that will love that pick, and that is my father, huge Bengals fan. Rick Merritt.
Shout out Rick Sr.
Yep.
Uncle Joe.
Shout out. Yep.
They love the Bengals. Now. They get Hude. Yeah.
Hude.
And I'll ride with you on that. I think the Bengals do cover in that one and win outright.
One intriguing game that I want to ask y'all about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Carolina +3.5 on the road at Seattle.
Let me go first with this one. I love Carolina in this spot. Sam Darnold.
I do too.
And
I've been hot on Seattle.
And he was supposed to be the starter to begin with. Broke his ankle. Now he's back. I like Carolina in this spot. Seattle is starting to come down to earth. They almost lost to the Rams last week.
Yeah.
It was a close game. You know, I think they won by 7, but it was a close matchup. So, yeah, give me Carolina +3.5. Jill?
Okay.
You got a read on that one?
No.
That's
I don't think Carolina's a bad idea.
I like Darnold.
I do like him too.
I like Darnold.
I think they might be due too.
They got a lot to play for. Not record wise, but you know, the whole next season, who's gonna be on the team next year.
Yeah.
Potentially impress the new head coach, whoever it's gonna be. Give me Carolina in that one. Sorry, I'm trying to see if there's any touchdown props in that game. I don't see any yet, but I would probably hammer DJ Moore anytime touchdown.
I've always liked him. He's done well for me in fantasy football.
And Sam Darnold loves DJ Moore, so yeah, give me DJ Moore in that one.
How about a prop it like it's hot for you?
Let's do it.
Yes.
So I don't like – this is a personal thing. I don't necessarily love choosing the under on a player because I like to cheer for the player. I want them to do well. I want excited. I feel like as a sports fan, you naturally want them to do well. So there were some unders that I thought were interesting. Justin Jefferson, 96.5 receiving yards. That seemed a little high. Maybe the under looks good there. Dalvin Cook, 75.5 rushing yards. I like the over on that.
Okay.
But the one I kind of stuck out to me, because Rick's been talking about these Lions, right?
Yeah.
You're going to fade me?
I like Jared Goff passing yards over 260.
Ooh.
I like that. And I'm going to tell you why. They're going to probably play from behind. And
they're going to have to throw the ball.
Yep. They're going to have to throw the football. So, yeah. We're all sorry. While we're recording, there's a game on, and a big play just happened. That was
that Van Jefferson?
That was Van Jefferson.
Shout out to the isn't that Ravenwood. Shout out to the Ravenwood kid.
I tweet about it every week. They need to go ahead and hurry up and retire that kid's number there.
Baker Mayfield has been with this team for 2 days and
has
probably
done,
just got him a win.
Yeah, and he's probably just won himself the backup job next year too. That was a great drive.
Good offense for him to be in.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. We just gave y'all some. I don't know if that was legal or not for us to do that, but
yeah, no,
that was pretty.
That
cool.
was not play by play.
That was not play by play. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
but that was good. But I like Jill's probably like it's hot. Jared Goff over his passing yards.
Yeah.
The Lions will probably be playing from behind. I still think they win outright, but
you still like them on the money line.
Yes, I think.
Okay,
they win.
Okay. Like, let's remember that for next week. Let's start the podcast next week with that Lions Vikings game because we clearly got a lot.
Trust me, last week the Titans Eagles game, I gave out Titans +4.5. That was terrible.
Yeah.
But I did say the Eagles will win. I gave out AJ Brown anytime touchdown.
Yep.
And
there
the
you go.
Over.
Yep.
So,
yep. That's good. Right.
If you guys listen. You can make some money from this show.
There you go.
I listen to you 85% of the time.
Ocho Cinco. That's an Ocho Cinco.
I should listen to you more in other aspects of my life. But,
oh,
you know,
that's sweet, Chase. I hope you all hear that. I hope you all hear that he needs to listen to me more.
write that down. Yeah, write that down. Write that down.
Actually, I should probably listen to
you. You know
Jill
who else
more.
Should listen to me more? Hmm. My daughter, Leela. She should listen to me more.
Good luck with that one.
That was a cheap pop right there.
Good luck with that one, Papa Rick.
That was a cheap pop right there. She listened to the show last week, and I appreciate it. And she, the first thing she said was, "Daddy, I didn't hear my name."
Okay,
shout out to Leela.
So we love that little girl, and there you go.
There you go.
But this is going to be a fun week for football. Obviously, we're winding down on college football. Bowl games start next week, and it's going to be fun.
I think, we'll start previewing bowl games next week, and then obviously Titans, several more games to get to.
Three Tennessee squads are in bowl games, and it should be fun. It's going to be a fun bowl season. Two of the Tennessee teams are underdogs, MTSU and the Vols.
Speaking of the underdog, the official dog of Music City Bets is saying hi to everybody.
Non-gambling, he learned how to shake tonight.
Yeah, he did.
He learned how to shake tonight.
High five. We're teaching him high fives next.
And the next thing you know, he's going to be doing high
he's
fives.
He's going to learn how to not eat my hand.
Yeah. We're working on that, too. Yeah,
he's a nibbler.
Working on that, too. Thanks so much for joining us for Music City Bets. Be sure to tune in next week as we start previewing bowl games and continue to talk about your favorite Nashville teams. For Rick and Chase, I'm Jill Jelnick. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Good night, Nashville.
For more episodes of Music City Bets, just visit thegamenashville.com.